Translation, O Maharaj Parikshit, the home of Nanda Maharaj is certainly the abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His transcendental qualities, and is therefore always naturally endowed with opulence of all wealth. Yet beginning from Lord Krishna's appearance there, it became the place for the pastimes of the goddess of fortune. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. As stated in the Brahma Samhita, chapter 5, verse 29, Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Sambrahma Sevyamanam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. The abode of Krishna is always served by hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune. Wherever Krishna goes, the goddess of fortune naturally resides with him. The chief of the goddesses of fortune is Srimati Radharani. Therefore, Krishna's appearance in the land of Braj indicated that the chief goddess of fortune, Radharani, would also appear there very soon. Nanda Maharaj's abode was already very opulent, and since Krishna had appeared, it would be opulent in all respects. Tata arabhya nandasya vraja sarva samridhiman rer nivasat magunai ramakridam abunripam. O Maharaj Parikshit, the home of Nanda Maharaj is eternally the abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His transcendental qualities, and is therefore always naturally endowed with the opulence of all wealth. Yet beginning from Lord Krishna's appearance there, it became the place for the pastimes of the goddess of fortune. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Manubhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadam Digam Aradanas Trinandan Thairidam Yache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padam Bhujo Dulisyam Janma Janmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vancha Kalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Bhavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namah. I was born in the darkest of ignorance, with my eyes closed shut, and my spiritual masters open those eyes with the torchlight of transcendental knowledge. Therefore, I offer my humble obeisance at His lotus feet. So last week, we already cited this verse, because I was most astonished when I read this purport. Because here Prabhupada is saying that Krishna's appearance in the land of Braj indicates that very soon the Supreme Goddess of Fortune, Srimati Radharani, will appear. So like I mentioned that time, this means that Jamashtami is just a sign. It's not the real festival. It's a sign that the real festival is coming. Jamashtami indicates that very soon Radhastami is coming. And we described how Radhastami is celebrated in Barsana. Most incredible festival. Otherwise, in Ravel, which is the actual appearance place. Rasan is living place of Radharani, but Ravel is actual appearance place. It is a very, very simple festival. Maybe two buses and 15 or so cars. Everybody sits very peaceful. I described in Barsana, you're just going this way and that way and your feet are never touching the ground. But in Ravel, you can sit very peacefully and watch them do the Abhishek. And it's very interesting. In both Ravel and Barsana, I've seen that one of the ingredients is sugarcane juice, but instead of using juice, they use powdered, when you cook down the sugarcane juice, gradually it becomes crystallized into sugar candy. So they powder that, it's called bura. So they were just piling and piling this wonderful bura, which is very, very natural sweet and very, very healthy for you. They're just piling it on top of, especially in Bravo, a very small didi of Radharani, just piling. And then water and so many other things. And they're chanting so many beautiful Brijbasi songs. A very, very sweet festival in Bravo. So we're all very interested in getting the mercy of Srimati Radharani, because she keeps Krishna always under her control. Prabhupada, in one lecture, he says that we should pray to Radharani, that my dear Radharani, I'm very fallen and lowly. But if you will put in a good word with Krishna, I know he will bestow his mercy upon me. Because Radharani, she's the compassionate side of Lord Krishna. Just like I mentioned last week, you know, sometimes we want to ask something from our father, we're a little afraid. He's very stern. But our mother, we always remember our mothers very, very fondly within our hearts. They're very soft and sweet. And we know the mothers, they're very expert to get things from the father. Jai Sisi Radha Gokulananda Ki Jai Sisi Gornitai Ki Jai Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai. So we go to our mother to get something from the father. I need some money to buy a new bicycle. So we go to our mother. And she's very expert to get the money from his pocket. Prabhupada said, these are the legal thieves. So Radharani, actually our Prabodhanand Saraswati in his Radha Rasa Sudaniti, he describes Radharani as being seven oceans. One of those oceans is an ocean of compassion. Karuna. Karuna means compassion. And our Raghunath Das Goswami has a very beautiful verse describing Srimati Radharani. He says, Karunaya Vidravad Deha. Karunaya Vidravad Deha. So we just heard Karuna means compassion. When we say Karunaya, then it means by compassion, of compassion. Karunaya Vidravad. Vidravad means to melt. Vidravad. Karunaya Vidravad Deha. We all know the word Deha, right? Where did we hear it in Bhagavad Gita in the second chapter? Dehe nosmin yata dehe komaram jovanam jara tatra dehatra praptir dira tatra namuyate. So deha means body. Karunaya vidravad deha. Ordinary living beings, their hearts melt with compassion. But Raghunath Das Goswami says that Radharani's whole body melts with compassion. Radharani's whole body melts with compassion. Therefore we see Prabhupada has kept all those melted drops of Radharani's compassion in his books. And the devotees are going and sprinkling that compassion of Srimati Radharani, all the fallen conditioned souls. This is Sankirtan. This is actually, people are looking for Radha Bhav. They go to Radha Kund in so many places. But if you want Radha Bhav, then you have to go and distribute Prabhupada's books. Drops of Radharani's melted compassion is there. Because Prabhupada was so compassionate. Just to give an example of Srila Prabhupada's incredible compassion, I joined in Boulder, Colorado in 1969. And just in the beginning of 1970, they sent me to L.A. to get initiated. So there I met a very nice devotee when I first came to the temple. From the airport, I met a very nice devotee named Mahapurush, who was one of the devotees from 26 Second Avenue. He told me an amazing story. As he said, sometimes he used to go there to the matchless gift storefront, and sometimes we know that Prabhupada had an apartment on the first floor behind that apartment. And there, it gradually got around that you can get free lunch. This is the level we were on. Free food. We didn't have anything to renounce. Just like here, George Harrison, he came and he asked Prabhupada, should I move into the temple? Now that was renouncing. He had so much wealth. We had nothing. We thought, oh, free food, let me go. So sometimes he used to go there and take the lunch, because it's very interesting. These flat, round breads called chapatis, and some spicy soup called dal, and some sort of vegetable preparation called sabji. So one day he went there, and it was just so nice, because Prabhupada would be sitting there, and he'd be directing the boys how to serve out the prasadam to everyone. And he would sit there with the not the devotees, just with the young people and take prasadam. So it was so nice just sitting there with Prabhupada that Mahapurusha felt, he just kept sitting and sitting. It was just so nice. Prabhupada was sitting there. He just kept sitting. It was so nice. Suddenly looked around. There's nobody else in the room, just him and Prabhupada. Then he looked around. There's so many dirty pots, so many dirty plates, because these young people, they were just like hippies, so they didn't even wash their hands, but just speak of their plate, just throw their plate in the sink and go out the door. And he thought, gee, somehow or other all these pots get washed, and somehow all these plates get washed. And there's only two people here in the room. I'm not usually here, so I'm not the one who does this. There's only one person who could possibly be doing this. And he thought, gee, I should help him. So he got up, he started collecting the dirty pots, and Prabhupada smiled. He said, I was just praying to Lord Krishna to send someone to kindly help me. This was the deep compassion of Srila Prabhupada. Here was a pure devotee of the Lord cooking and cleaning up after these people who were Kali Yuga rejects. You don't want to know what type of people we were before Prabhupada saved us. Just like you may have heard of one fellow named Chitragupta. He's the secretary of Yamaraj. Anybody knows the meaning of Chitra? Picture. And Gupta means secret. So you think, oh, nobody saw that. Chitragupta got you. Oh, nobody saw that one. Chitragupta got you. We were such people that we crashed Chitragupta's hard drive. And for such people, Prabhupada was cleaning up after them. He was cooking for them just to encourage them to become Krishna conscious. We can't imagine such compassion. Nowadays, if these type of people would come to the temple, you know, we give them a plate of prasad. Can you go around back? You know, we're embarrassed in front of all the nice guests we have, you know. But Prabhupada was cooking and cleaning for them. This is compassion. Nobody has embodied the verse of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Janadapi Sunichena Taroriva Sahishna, Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. Nobody has embodied that verse more than Srila Prabhupada. He is that, he's the real representative of Radharani's compassion. He was so merciful. We can't imagine. Prabhupada could have easily sat in Vrindavan, or he could have gone to any Gaudiya Math temple and, what to speak of, cooking. He would have people cooking for him. He would have people doing his laundry. He would have people doing everything. All he could do is sit and chant, study. But here he was, cleaning up after and cooking for these fallen souls of Kali Yuga. This is the incredible compassion of Srila Prabhupada. And we see that Radharani's complexion is golden. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanisri Visabhanusuti Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Gaurangi, she's golden in complexion. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has adopted that mood of Srimati Radharani. He's also golden. As I believe it's either Rupa Goswami or Swarupadama has got that verse that Radha Bhavi Duti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Swarupam. That I'm offering obeisance to you, you're Krishna. But Radha Bhav and Radha Duti. Duti means luster. He's Krishna himself, but now he's taken the bhav of Srimati Radharani and the luster of Srimati Radharani. Therefore, we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's most compassionate. He's come to save the most fallen souls of this Kali Yuga. And given such a simple process, you know, simply chanting the holy name. This is incredible mercy, because nobody's interested in spiritual life in Kali Yuga. We see, we go downtown, so every billboard, now they have, you know, digital billboards. This is an amazing thing to come to Vrindavan, come from Vrindavan and see, you know, every 10 seconds, you know, the billboard changes and all bright and shiny and sparkly lights going around. Every advertise, enjoy, drink Coke, enjoy, you know. Everything just telling you, enjoy. Nobody's telling you that you're not your body. Everything is meant to increase your bodily consciousness. I'm always amazed. I go in the West and I sit down in the toilet and there's a mirror there. There's mirrors everywhere in the bathroom, so you can see your body and think, yes, I'm my wonderful body. Everything here is meant just to make you think you're your body. Nobody's telling you the real message. So nobody's interested in spiritual life. So Mahaprabhu is so kind, he's introduced this simple process, chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Even if you don't want spiritual life, you're getting spiritual life. Just like it's so wonderful to go to Sosri, one of the few places in the world where still every day Harinam is going on. And then Saturday we heard this big Harinam. Agni Dev was telling me he never experienced a Harinam like last Saturday. So even the people, they don't want spiritual life, they're getting, because the sound of Krishna's name is so powerful. Even if you don't chant, if you just hear, you'll be benefited. Just like I remember, we had a very wonderful godbrother named Vishnu Jan Maharaj. He sang so sweetly, Prabhupada said he will sing his way back to Goloka. So Vishnu Jan had a big bus, and he would travel around all over America with his bus. He said his bus was like a big fish swimming around this ocean of material existence. And that bus would come to some big city, and from the belly of the fish, a festival it would unfold. Because of the belly of the bus, that's where all the luggage is kept, right? So they would open up and all of a sudden the stage would come out, the instruments would come out, the prasad serving table would come out, everything, the whole festival unfolded. And they would sit and chant, sound system, everything, they would sit and chant and distribute prasadam. And I was one city one time, and this one businessman, he was coming by there every day. So one day he stopped me. He said, every day I come here, you guys are sitting here chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I go home at night, I try to go to sleep. Only thing coming in my mind, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I was envious. I wish when I went to sleep at night, Hare Krishna. Even they don't want spiritual life, they're getting spiritual. This is the compassion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's extreme compassion. And even more compassionate, we know, is our Nityananda Prabhu. Even those persons, Jagai and Madai, our Mahaprabhu, he brought his, because he's Brijendananda Najay Sachi Sutta Hoilose. He's the same Brijendananda Hamsundar Krishna, he's Krishna. So we know Krishna's weapon is his Sudarshan Chakra. In Mahaprabhu's roop, he called for that Sudarshan Chakra. And Nityananda stopped him and said, look, what are you doing? You've come. Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avatara. Patita Pavana. Patit means ourselves. This is a Sanskrit word. Means fallen. Patit. And Pavana means who purifies. So Patita Pavana Hetu. Hetu means the reason or the cause. The reason for your incarnation, Patita Pavana, to save the fallen souls. If you kill these two, then who are we going to save? We'll have to kill everybody. So somehow or other, Nityananda, he dropped those two on Mahaprabhu's feet. Mahaprabhu sent his Sudarshan Chakra back. He dropped them on their feet, on Mahaprabhu's feet, and Mahaprabhu embraced them and said, now chant the holy name. They jumped in the air and began chanting the holy name. And although they were so degraded, if you've ever been on Nabadeep Mandal Prakrama, sometimes we come. Now, of course, the Ganga has moved away, but the God is still there. Jagai Madai Ghat. They were completely so sinful, we don't even want to mention how sinful they were. But in Mayapur, the holy town of Mayapur, there's a God named as Jagai Madai Ghat. This is the mercy of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. So we're always praying for the mercy of these two lords. Because they're both golden in complexion. So they both have this compassion of Srimati Radharani. Radha Bhava Duti Suvalitam. Krishna has decorated himself. Suvalitam. Radha Bhava and Radha Duti. He's so compassionate to the fallen souls. We're completely entrapped in this dark ocean of Kali. No interest in spiritual life. Manda sumanda matebo manda bhagya. Srimad Bhagavatam says, manda means very less. Manda bhagya. Our fortune is hardly there. Manda bhagya. We're always disturbed, always lazy. And we have no interest to take up spiritual life or do service. Manda sumanda matebo manda bhagya. Good fortune. We're always unlucky. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was given this simple process of chanting the holy names. We simply chant these holy names and really concentrate on them. Then we'll be able to cross over this ocean of material existence. We have to become completely absorbed. Just like a beautiful verse of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I don't know, from my beginning in Krishna consciousness, they always told me Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only wrote this Shikshastakam. But I have one godbrother named Dasarasuta from Nectar Books. And he's found many, many verses that are attributed to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And one of those verses was in Murari Gupta's Kadacha, Murari Gupta's notebooks. Because Mahaprabhu was in South India, he entered into a Shiva temple. And spontaneously he composed a Shivastikam. Murari Gupta has noted it down in his notebooks. Two verses of that Shivastikam I memorized because it's too nice. Sri Rama Govinda Mukunda Sori Sri Krishna Narayana Vasudeva Ityadi Nama Amrita Panamata Bringati Payakila Dukahantre Sri Rama Govinda Mukunda Sori Sri Krishna Narayana Vasudeva Ityadi. In Sanskrit, when you say Adi, that means etc. All these names and even more. Ityadi Namamrita. Namamrit, that nectar of the holy name. Ityadi Namamrita Panamata. It's like we know Sanamrita Pau. So this is the verb Pana. Panamata. Mata means to become absorbed. Completely absorbed. Ityadi Namamrita Panamata. Lord Shiva, he's always absorbed in relishing the nectar of the name, all these names and etc., many more. Ityadi namamrita panamata. How he's absorbed in drinking this nectar? Bringadipa. Now, bringing we know means bee or bumblebee. And adipa means the king of the bumblebees. He's always drinking this namamrita, just like the bumblebee, always going after nectar. And there's a very special nectar that the bumblebees love too much. The nectar of the lotus flower. In fact, we have a special name for that nectar. It's called makarand. And that is so sweet. The bumblebees, they come and they just keep drinking that nectar and drinking that nectar. And those who've been on Prakrama with me, you know that the lotus flowers at night, they close up. As soon as sun will come, they open. But as soon as sun goes down, so that lotus flower, he's going to close. That bumblebee will suffocate. But that nectar is so sweet. He just goes on drinking and drinking and drinking. That lotus closes around him and he dies. In the morning, it opens up, you see the dead bumblebee there. So we have to become so absorbed in the name like that. Just even if death will come before us, we just go on drinking the nectar of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Even death comes before, we don't care. We just go on chanting the holy name. We have to become absorbed like that. Bring out if Yakila Dukkha Hantre. Akila means the whole world. And dukkha we know very well, unhappiness, sorrows. Akila Dukkha Hantre, who takes away the sorrows of all the world. So Lord Shiva was able to take away all our sorrows because he's always absorbed in the nectar of the Nam. So this is a very beautiful verse of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Rama Govinda Mukunda Sori, Sri Krishna Narayana Vasudeva, Ityadi Nama Amrita Panamata, Bringati Payakila Dukkha Hantre. And the last verse is my favorite verse. When you hear the translation, you'll understand. Shri Gauri Netrotsava Mangalaya Tat Prananathaya Rasa Pradaya Sada Samut Kanta Govinda Lila Gana Pravinaya Namostatubhyam. Shri Gauri Netrotsava Mangalaya. Some of you, I think, know the meaning of Netra, eyes. He's the Mangala. He's the auspicious festival of the eyes of Gauri. Lord Shiva's wife, to see Lord Shiva, that is a festival for her eyes. Sri Gauri Netrotsava Mangalaya Tat Prananathaya. And he's the Lord of her life, Prananath. Rasa Pradaya. And he's the giver of Ras, Rasa Pradaya. He's the giver of Ras. How? Sada, just like we sing in Tosigar, Sada. Sada means always. Sada Samut Kanta. Utkanta, this is called Kanta. Just like these little bees, it's called Kantimala. So I hear devotees saying Kuntimala. It's not Kunti, it's Kantamala. Kantimala. Utkanta, sometimes our enthusiasm bubbles up to our throat. So Utkanta means a great enthusiasm, bubbling up to the throat. Sadasam Utkanta, what is he doing? Govinda Lila Gana. Gana means to sing. What is he singing? Govinda Lila. Sada Samukanta Govinda Lila Gana Pravinaya Namostatubhyam. Just like probably many of you know somebody named Praveen. You know the meaning of Praveen? Praveen means expert. So he's always expert and with great enthusiasm singing Govinda Lila. Sada Samukanta Govinda Lila Gana Pravinaya Namostatubhyam. Therefore, I offer my obeisances to that Lord Shiva. So, you can understand why this is my favorite verse. Sometimes before speaking, we always meditate on this verse. Because this is another way that Krishna has manifested his compassion. By displaying, he comes at the end of Dwapara Yuga and displays his wonderful pastimes. Because we all like to hear stories. And we all like adventure, we like romance, we like all these types of things. So Krishna has displayed so many amazing pastimes. They're always making some movies trying to astound us. But can you imagine, you know, a turtle so big that a mountain can rest on his back, you know, a huge, enormous snake wrapped around that mountain, and the demigods on one side and the Asuras on the other side, churning the ocean. Actually, I saw one very amazing book. Unfortunately, we were young devotees and we were just absorbed in Krishna consciousness and other things. You know, in the old days, we never thought of taking everybody, as soon as you know something happens, immediately pull out your mobile and snap the picture. We never thought of taking pictures. We never thought of any other thing except doing our service, spreading Krishna consciousness. But we went to Dallas to start a temple in Dallas. And somebody told us that at the First Unitarian Church, they will help you out. They're very open-minded. So they gave us a place to stay in North Dallas. North Dallas, since you're not Americans, you don't understand. North Dallas is where all the Texas millionaires, oil millionaires rather, live. And he was a lawyer. So we were staying in his house. We set up, you know, an altar on his coffee table. We did kirtan and we gave Bhagavad Gita class. And while we were looking for a place to stay. So one day his wife showed me a book. I don't know, but those days we were just absorbed in chanting and spreading the holy name. I never got the name of that book. But she showed me on one page, it showed, you know, like 17th century Hindu painting of God incarnated as a tortoise with the Mandara mountain on his back, you know, and the devas and the suras churning it into the ocean, into milk. Then she flipped the page. Same scene in Egyptian hieroglyphics. God incarnated as a tortoise. The atheists on one side, the theists on one side, big snake was there, some mountain with a name that also began with M, and they were churning the ocean into nectar. Then she flipped the page, it's not such century, it was either Aztec or Mayan painting of God incarnated as a tortoise, the theists on one side, the atheists on the other side, big snake and churning the ocean. I wish I had taken the name of that book, but it's the most amazing thing. So who can imagine such wonderful? Krishna has made all of these wonderful pastimes just to attract our minds. We want to hear about something great. We want to hear some astonishing things. So Krishna's pastime, so astonishing, so sweet, so many wonderful things, just to attract our hearts to Krishna consciousness. So this verse mentions one of our favorite verses of Brahma Samhita, and we have here the commentary of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur on this verse. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, the first progenitor who is tending the cows, yielding all desire, in abodes built with spiritual gems, surrounded by millions of purpose trees, always served with great reverence and affection by hundreds of thousands of Lakshmis or gopis. By the word Chintamani is meant transcendental gem. Just as Maya builds this mundane universe with the five material elements, so the spiritual chit potency has built the spiritual world of transcendental gems. Then Chintamani, which serves as the material in the building of the abode of the Supreme Lord of Goloka, is a far rarer and more agreeable entity than the philosopher's stone. I mean, English is my native language, but the language that Bhaktisiddhanta, this is his, you know, a foreign language for him. But just see, I couldn't even write a sentence like that. The Chintamani, which serves as the material and building of the abode of the Supreme Lord of Goloka, is a far rarer and more agreeable entity. I would never come up with a thing like that. Agreeable entity than the philosopher's stone. The purpose tree yields only the fruits of piety, wealth, fulfillment of desire, and liberation. But the purpose trees in the abode of Krishna bestow innumerable fruits in the shape of checkered divine love. And I have no idea what that means. Checkered divine love. Kam Denus, cows yielding the fulfillment of desire, give milk when they are milked. But the Kam Denus of Goloka pour forth oceans of milk in the shape of the fountain of love, showering transcendental bliss that does away with the hunger and thirst of all pure devotees. Just see how he writes. The words Laksha and Sahasra Sata signify endless numbers. The word Sambrama or Sadara indicates being saturated with love. Here, Lakshmi denotes Gopi. Adi Purush means he was the primeval Lord. So with these wonderful lines of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, I will put my voice to rest and see if anybody has any questions or comments. Hare Krishna.